Until this week, only two states still banned cameras and tape machines from recording Supreme Court hearings. But last Wednesday, South Dakota opened its Supreme Court chambers to television and radio, leaving Mississippi the lone holdout. South Dakota Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
The South Dakota Supreme Court was established in 1889 with the swearing-in of three territorial judges. The court now has five justices, and the change in media access is a big deal for some of the state's journalists. Reporters for six television stations, four newspapers, and two radio stations signed on to cover the Supreme Court for the historic occasion. Tina Haraldson, bureau chief for the State Associated Press Office, says the expanded coverage will benefit journalists, the court, and the public.
When sound or pictures accompany a story, there's more impact. I think it will raise the public confidence in the system when they see the controlled decorum in a courtroom and how deliberately these matters are handled.
Haraldson, another journalist in the state, worked for 2 years to achieve this access, ironing out the logistics with Chief Justice Robert Miller. Chief Justice Miller says he's excited about the change, but recognizes the apprehension some may have about cameras in the state's highest court.
I think the broadcast of the O.J. Simpson proceedings set the movement back a long ways because of the perception by judges and lawyers and members of the public thought it maybe turned into a bit of a three-ring circus.
How much this perception played into South Dakota being 49th in the nation to allow broadcast coverage is hard to gauge. Mississippi's Supreme Court is still off limits to media crews, but does provide reporters a streaming internet video feed. Not everyone likes the change. Clarence Koistra is a Republican state representative who not only thinks media coverage will sensationalize the court, but argues that such a decision should have been debated by state legislators.
We'll probably pass some type of legislation that'll make sure that it doesn't reach down to the lower court. And again, we have to push the courts, and I think they made a mistake by stepping into this.
Chief Justice Miller says while he respects Koistra's position, the Supreme Court and the legislature are separate and equal branches of the state government. The Chief Justice didn't take part in the historic proceedings, though, because he's retiring in a few weeks. Broadcast reporters covering the court the first day of the proceedings were treated to a legal fight over an inheritance tax payment between the state's tax collectors and a cemetery association. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota.